We are very short on time. I just want to say a few things. Somebody asked me, was this going to be a hard funeral to preach? My response was, I might get 5 minutes. Deacon Nelms was a Christian warrior. We know that. I look at the clergy that's here today, and many of us have been put in a tight spot. We've talked to parents and wives and husbands, and we've been told that just be kind, and what they're really saying is, my loved one don't know the Lord, don't care nothing about the things of God, never gave a dime to church, never took communion, never been to Sunday school or Bible study. And if there is a hell, he's there. But just be nice this day. That's not this type of service today. I don't need to be nice. I don't need to get up here and tell stories about a different heaven. Heaven is where Chester is. And he's in the right one. Somebody said, well, how do you know, preacher? Oh, I know. I knew Jack Deacon Nelms. I talked with him. I spent hours talking with him at night, and talking to a dying man teaches you something. Praying with a dying man teaches you how to pray. See, we've said a whole lot of wonderful things about Deacon Chester. Being a good sportsman won't get you in heaven. Being coach of the year won't get you in heaven. Loving your children and your parents and your brothers and your sisters and being a church member won't get you in heaven. Being a Cleveland Brown fan, that won't hurt you. Chester knew Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. I'm not going to be long. Chester knew Jesus Christ as his shepherd. Chester would recite, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Why, Chester? "For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Chester knew Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. Chester was a finisher. In our church, he was a finisher. I started a verse and he would finish it. Chester knew the Lord. He knew Jesus Christ as someone who understood what he was going through. He knew the truth of Hebrews 4:15. Says, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin." And if I was to start off and say, "I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of my," Chester knew the Lord. Chester knew Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. Chester knew not only Jesus Christ, but he knew the Word of God. He knew that being a sportsman of the year, being a great bowler and a great teammate and a great coach and a great father figure, he knew none of that had anything to do with him being saved. Chester knew that, "For by grace
Are you saved through faith and not of yourself? It is a gift of God. Not by works. Lest any man should boast. And if Chester has something to boast about, he boasts about Jesus Christ. He boasted about what Jesus Christ had done for him by saving him. Chester came to a point in his life where he knew he needed to be saved. He knew it. Chester knew the Word of God. He knew the truth of Acts 4:12. For neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven where man must be saved. Cancer gave Chester a sense of urgency that is greatly lacking in the church. So many of us leave out of here today and look for the next funeral to go to. Chester had an urgency. You talk to Chester somewhere, he's talking about Jesus. He was telling you to get to church. If you want to come into his, go to somebody's. Go somewhere and hear God's word, because you need to be saved. And that's what he meant when he was hard on his children. He was hard on them football players. He was hard on his loved ones and his family, because he wanted them to be saved. He knew it wasn't just talk. It wasn't just showing up for church. It wasn't just showing up and singing in the choir. Truth be told, many of us ought not sing. God know how we were doing on Saturday. We would not have had nothing to sing about. To make a joyful noise. Chester knew John 16. He knew the God of John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lay your hand on that word, believe it. Do you believe today? Because if you don't believe, and you may quote it, you may know it, but if you don't believe, if you haven't trusted in Jesus Christ, committed your life and your ways to Jesus Christ, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And you can quote it. You can quote it. It's good to quote. One day it may come alive in you. Chester knew this. He knew that the Word of God was God speaking. Let me say that. He knew the Word of God was God speaking to him. For in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Chester knew that. So when he opened up the scriptures, he knew that God was speaking to him. Oh my goodness. Listen. Not only did he dig nails, know the Word of God. Deacon Nell loved his church. Deacon Nell loved his church. He loved this church. Many times we came here and found Deacon Nell sleeping in this church. He was standing right there, sitting right where Sylvia's at, and praying. He wasn't praying for himself. He was praying for the church. Praying for the universal church. Praying for the church at large. Praying that this world would be saved. Praying that his children and his loved ones would be saved. He understood that the church was built on the precious blood of Christ. And I talked to some of these ministers. How can you say you love the Lord and not love His Word? And if you love the Lord, you're going to love His Word, then you're going to love His church, because this is the only institution that Jesus Christ died for. We got too many so-called Christians who don't go to church. Having church on the golf course on Sunday. Having church on Mosquito Lake on Sunday. Guess what Chester would say? Uh-oh, you're getting on something. Chester wouldn't miss church. Chester was so sick he couldn't come to church, but he would come out here and come in my office and pray for me. And leave out of here. He served communion many days with bags on him. You could see the tubes and the hoses on him, but he walked his church. Chester served communion to Sister Wallace when he couldn't hardly walk. Crawled up to her door and served her communion. Had an impact on her. Made her think twice about her high blood pressure keeping her from coming. Chester was servant of God. Chester was a servant of God. I don't have to make nothing up today. Oh, this is easy. Let me tell you one thing about Chester. Oh, y'all know this. Y'all know this. Deacon loved to pray. Deacon was a Christian Bible Baptist Church prayer warrior. When we needed some prayer, I say, Deacon, can you pray today? He never said no. Never said no. He'd get down on his knees and barely get up, and he'd pray his heart and soul out. Taught me how to pray. Like I said, you pray. You speak with a man for 90 minutes on the phone and then pray for 15 to a man with cancer. You're gonna be a better pastor. You're gonna be better. Just to love the songs. Often when I was put a sermon together, I would throw a psalm in there just because I knew Chester wanted to hear one. Just because I could hear him just get excited. And I have several here, but here's one that I know he loves. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. And in the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Oh, He loved that one. He loved many others, but He loved that one. Oh, He loved to pray. He loved to pray. Let me tell you something else about Chester. Chester loved his pastor. Chester loved his pastor. Chester loved Pastor Shells. Chester loved Pastor Murphy. And Deacon Chester loved me. He loved me. He would talk to me, and I could hear him. I could hear on his voice. He'd say, I want to preach. He'd be talking to me, saying, and you know, Pastor, one thing I want to do before I die, I want to preach. Yes. Chester preached two sermons here. He preached two sermons here. And they were beautiful. I have a few copies. If you catch up with me, I'll give you one. Chester referred to me as my pastor. My pastor. It doesn't matter where you see him at. He would say, this is my pastor. I don't care how you feel about me, Chester would go to correct you. This is my pastor. And you don't just get that. I was Chester's pastor because I presented the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost world. Chester respected that. Chester loved all pastors because he seen pastors as ambassadors of the Lord sent to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Chester didn't want to hear no mumbo jumbo. He wanted to hear chapter verse.
That's right.
Chapter verse.
That's right.
Book chapter verse. And tell me about what you believe. Show it to me in the book. He loved his pastor. Chester loved you guys. He loved his friends. Chester loved hard. I said it earlier. Chester was purpose driven. He loved you with a purpose. And you're feeling it today. You're feeling it today because Chester left an impact on you. And if anything you need to learn from Chester, outside of knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need to learn how to love people. Amen. When I first joined this church, first visited this church, Pastor Chester was out here apologizing. He was standing in front of this church, asking the church to forgive him. Because we know he was cantankerous. Chester was honoring as they came. Sometimes he spoke without thinking, but when he got to himself, he thought about what he said. And see, sometimes we look at a man like that, but a man who can't forgive is not a man. A man that can't forgive is not a man. Chester stood up here and said, I ask y'all to forgive me. And I said, what kind of man is that? He said, rest in place. I'm going to stick around a little longer. Chester loved his friends. And many of you are better. Heard Christians sing. Many of you are better because of the relationship you have with him. Now that's a teachable moment. Because who's better? Because of their relationship with you. With you. Or with you. Who's better? Are you making people better? Are you making people better because they know you? because they spend time with you, or are you making folks worse?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's a good question. Chester made folks better. The man of God, if you call yourself a man of God, a woman of God, you ought to make folks better.
Right.
Folk around you ought to get better. St. Elizabeth Hospital is better because of Deacon Dale. The fourth floor, the fifth floor, the sixth floor, the eighth, whatever floor he was on, is a better because Deacon Nails had church wherever he went. And he told them nurses, he told them doctors, he told them orderlies, he told everybody that came in that room about Jesus. He made the hospital his sanctuary. And by the results that I see in here, he made you guys' hearts his sanctuary. He loved you guys. He loved his family. He loved Keelan and Bobby. He loved them. Fussed at him. He understood that men and women died so that you guys could go to the schools you go to. So you can go to Austintown, Fitch, and Boardman, and Hubbard, and Poland, and wherever you go on Chester knew that folks had died so you can get a quality education and be something.
Yes.
And he was hard on you because he had to be.
Yes.
We need more men like that. He wanted his boys to be gentlemen, to be respected.
Yes.
He wanted his women to be virtuous.
Yes.
That's how Chester was.
Yes.
You may not get it at 10, 12, 13, and 16 because right then you know everything. But when you get 25, 26,
yes.
And I believe the gas prices will be about $5.50 a gallon, then you'll think about your granddaddy. And you're sitting around, you don't even have a GED trying to make it. And you'll think about your daddy telling you to get some good grades and go to school, be something. That's the kind of man he was. I know I'm short. I know I'm short. Sylvia, your husband loved you. He loved you with all he had. He loved you with all he had. He ain't want you out of sight. That's godly love.
Yes.
God said that we are the apple of his eye.
Yeah.
I'm cleaning this up, ain't I? Chester wouldn't let Sylvia out of sight because you was the apple of his eye. He was just being biblical. Sylvia, that makes sense to me. That's how I feel about mine. Where she at? She's right in front of me. Amen. Amen. Listen. Church, family, loved ones, you had a great time today celebrating Deacon Nell's life. And what Deacon Nell's is asking you guys, there ought to be more celebrations. Because see, somebody's going to be up here next. I said it at my father's funeral. It's worth repeating. This is not the last casket. L.E. Black, J.E. Washington, F.D. Mason got a basement full of them. They got a basement full of it, and one day you're going to get in one. You're going to get in one. But where are you going? That's a good word. Where are you going? Where are you going? They're not running out of caskets. You never heard, you'll never hear them laying off folks at the casket factory.
No, it won't.
They running better than General Motors and Ford.
Right.
That's the truth. Father, thank you for the life of our beloved loved one. Thank you for the joy that we had today in celebrating his homegoing. Chester left an impact on us. He was a good brother. But we all know Chester would have tell you himself. He said, goodness, didn't get me here. Me being a good coach didn't get me here. Me being a great father and loving all my children and getting me here. It was by the grace of God that I got here. And the word of God said, if the righteous scarcely be saved, I don't care how good Chester was, how righteous he was, how holy, how he knew the scripture. He barely made it in. What hope do the ungodly have? The Word of God said we ought to examine ourselves. I believe a funeral is an opportunity for us to take an examination of ourselves. I've been to funerals. I've seen Pastor Pettis struggle, not knowing what to do with this person. Didn't hardly know how to pronounce their name.
Hallelujah.
People, you need to know Jesus.
Yes,
sir. And then you need to know the Word of God.
Yes.
And then you need to find yourself a church home. And then you need to find a pastor that you love. If you don't love your pastor, leave out of church where you love the pastor.
Yes, sir.
And then when you have your home going, when you have your home going, oh, you won't have, your children won't have to say like the little boy said. They say, your daddy in heaven. And the little boy said, well, my daddy traveled all over the world. And before every trip he went to, he planned it out. He talked about it. He found out all the wonderful sights that was there. How are you telling me my daddy in heaven? Because he never talked about heaven. He never talked about going to heaven. Are you heaven bound?
Yes, sir.
Do you want to see your loved one again?
Yes, Lord.
Then you need to fall to your knees and cry out, Jesus, I need you.
Yes, Lord.
I've done this 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years on my own. And God still is a God of mercy. He's still giving us a space to repent. The Bible says today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Oh, we're not going to call anybody up here because you can get saved on the drive home. You can get, God can move on you on the drive home. That bald head man said something to me today.
Right.
Chester's life spoke to me. The songs ministered to me. It's my soul anchor.
Anchor.
Or I'm just drifting.
Mm-hmm.
Am I just going with the flow? And I always say, nothing flows uphill.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing flows uphill. Everything flows to the pit.
Wow.
Father, thank you. In the name of our Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.